Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Yud Aleph from Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we're learning about include several incidents of people who took the blame for something that they did not do in order to prevent the guilty party from becoming embarrassed. Several brises that discuss the halachas of Ibur Hashanah, the establishment of a leap year. Ema Abrinas Hashanah Ela B'Muzumanin Lo. A leap year is established only by seven judges who were designated by the Nasi, and Elim Ken Yirtze Nasi, and only with the approval of the Nasi, and Elim Ken Hoyse Tzricha, and only if it was necessary for matters that are needed for the Oiler Golem and the Korban Pesach. Ashlesha Dvar Ma'abrinas Hashanah. Bezdin establishes a leap year for two out of three other primary issues. Al Ha'aviv. If the new grain would not yet be grown before Pesach, because the Pasuk mandates that Pesach must take place during Chodesh Ha'aviv, the month of the ripening of the grain. If the new fruit crops would not be grown before Shavuos to enable the Yidden to bring the Bikurim on Shavuos, Valatikufa of the Yom Tovim will end up not being in sync with the seasons. Ashleisha Aratz is Ma'abinas Hashana. A leap year is established for Aviv and Peiros Ilan only if they were relevant in the three regions of Eretz Yisrael. E Ma'abinas Hashanim El B'Yehuda. A leap year is established only by a Bezin in the Yehuda region, but not in Eber HaYarden or the Galil. Bezin establishes a leap year only during the day, but not at night. However, if it was done at night, the Ibur is effective. However, Bezin performs Kiddush HaChedesh only during the day, but not at night, and if it was done at night, the Kiddush is not effective.